All around our nation, people have been waking up this morning to the reality of changed plans this Christmas, and our hearts go out to everyone who is disappointed this morning, because changing plans is never easy. But let me tell you that even on that very first Christmas, plans being changed was a central part of the narrative. We saw so graphically in our drama this morning the concern on Joseph's face as he thinks about what to do next as plans are being changed. As you know, we've been looking at some of your favourite sweet treats over the last few weeks, and this morning we've got to heroes. And in preparation for this message, I thought, you know, I really should look for a dictionary definition of the word hero. And this is what I came up with: a person who is admired for having done something very brave or having achieved something great. One who shows great courage. Now, real heroes in the real world, they do not act like film stars in the movies. And they do not have sound effects and special lighting and filters to make everything seem so much more amazing. Many times, real heroes, they operate in weakness and despite weakness. Maybe they are vulnerable. Maybe they are afraid. And I believe that there's another dimension too. It is the dimension of faith. Well, what is faith? The New Testament book of Hebrews gives us a great succinct definition of faith. We are told that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And there are plenty of people who demonstrated faith in the Bible. And you could call them heroes of faith. People who took God at his word, who believed him and acted on their belief, even though they could not see what they were believing in. These people were heroes of faith, doing the right thing at the right time, in the right way, and for the right reason, because they knew that they were called by God and they were obeying the will of God. Here is a list of such people as mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm sure you'll recognize some of the names. We've got Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Rahab, to name but a few. Now, these were all in the Old Testament, but of course, I get it. You want me to talk to you about some of the heroes from the New Testament, and especially from the Christmas narrative. Let's talk about Joseph and Mary. These are both heroes of faith. Although they would not have called themselves heroes, and perhaps that is one of the signs of a true hero. They would never refer to themselves as a hero. And now Gabby is going to read for us the account of Joseph as found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, starting at verse 18.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you, Gabby. What a hero of faith. When Joseph first realized that Mary was pregnant and that he was not the father, he did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. And then, when Joseph learned from the angel that the child that Mary was carrying was from the Holy Spirit, and that he will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins, when Joseph learned all this, he took Mary home as his wife. By this time, Joseph was operating by faith, and you could call him a hero of faith. And if you think about it in the context of today and yesterday's news, Joseph allowed God to change his plans. And what about Mary? Gabby is now going to read the account of Mary. Thank you, Gabby.
It's from Luke chapter 1:26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his word and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Thank you, Gabby. What another hero of faith. There she was, doing whatever she was doing, planning to have a normal marriage and a normal family, and an angel appeared to her, and her whole world was turned upside down. Mary allowed God to change her plans. Things are going to be very different moving forward. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon her, and the power of the Most High is going to overshadow her. So the Holy One to be born to her will be called the Son of God. And how does she respond to all of this? Because you see, real heroes don't look for fame and fortune. She simply says, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. I think you could call her a hero of faith too. In part one, we said that heroes of faith, they do the right thing at the right time, in the right way, and for the right reason, because they are called by God and because they are obeying the will of God. And there is another very important person in the Christmas narrative who fits this description. Who are we talking about? Yes, for sure, we are talking about Jesus. Now let's just get some facts straight. Jesus is God, and Jesus has always been God. And when the baby was born in Bethlehem, well, that was not the beginning of Jesus. He had always existed since forever, and at Christmas he came to earth. And the Bible says that Jesus was faithful to the one who had appointed him. That is to say, Jesus was faithful to God, his Father. And in Philippians chapter 2, we have a description of Jesus, the man who is God, our God who became a man. And unlike the others we've mentioned this morning, God did not change Jesus' plans, because Jesus had been part of the plan from the very beginning. I'd like to read to you from Philippians chapter 2. Jesus, who was in very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. You have there the reference to the manger, the Bethlehem narrative. God being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. But my friends, he didn't stay there. These words from Philippians continue, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is the man who is God. Jesus is our God who became a man. And he did not stay forever as a baby in a manger, nor on the cross, nor in the tomb. Having paid for our sins, that is, for all of us who have believed in him and received him, having paid for our sins, he was exalted to the highest place and given the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see, Jesus is not a mythical hero. Jesus is the hero of our faith. And in this strange and uncertain year of COVID Christmas, when people are asking, is there any hope for our world? Let me encourage you, turn to Jesus. He is the only one who can be trusted. He is God. He has been exalted to the highest place and given the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.